Test 4.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
Congratulations on your newborn.
Thank you so much.
How are things at home now?
One thing's for sure, it's a 24/7 job.
What can be concluded about the man?
Number 2.
Hey, Justin, you look great. I could have sworn it wasn't you. You've changed so much. To the better, I mean.
Oh, thanks. About 6 months ago, after a strenuous workout at the gym, my blood pressure hit the roof. It turned out it was a hypertensive crisis, so I decided it was time to lead a healthier life. Although I had the occasional workout, you know, with my friend Carl, my unhealthy diet had caught up with me.
It's not just the weight loss. You look much healthier, too.
I have much more energy now, and I could do all the things I enjoy.
Why did the man change his lifestyle?
Number 3.
Good evening, ma'am. Can I see your license and registration, please?
Officer, I can't understand why you pulled me over. I wasn't speeding. Oh, God, I hope I didn't run a red light. I'm kind of in a hurry.
Ma'am, both your taillights aren't working. You could easily have caused an accident.
I had no idea, officer. I'll get it fixed right away.
Anyway, you seem like a careful driver, so I'm letting you off with a warning this time. But if those lights aren't fixed instantly, you're in for a pretty hefty fine.
Why did the officer pull over the woman?
Number 4.
I'm so tired.
That's impossible. You woke up at 11.
Are you saying I shouldn't have after last night? You know I slept at 3 a.m.
Then join me for a siesta after lunch.
Not a bad idea. I might take you up on that.
What might the woman do later?
Number 5.
How are Martha and Kyle getting along?
It's amazing how quickly they took to each other.
What is Martha and Kyle's relationship like?
Number 6.
Did you hear the thunderstorm last night? Our dog freaked out. She was howling and trebling all night.
Talk about hear it. Lightning struck an old oak tree across the street. A large branch was cut off, and it fell on our next-door neighbor's roof.
My goodness! Was your property damaged?
Not seriously, thank God. That tree branch went through the attic window, but that's a minor thing compared to what happened to the Smiths. The lights were still out when I left for work, but I suppose the power will have been restored by the time I get home.
How did the storm affect the man?
Number 7.
I've got to run some errands.
Well, I can wait for you at the cafe.
You mean the one near the jogging track?
That's right.
What will the speakers do?
Number 8.
Good morning, Dr. Ford's office. How can I help you?
Yes, thanks. I'm supposed to see Dr. Ford this afternoon at 4:30, but I just remembered that I have to pick up my brother from the airport. His flight's coming in at 4:45. Is there any way I could reschedule my appointment for tomorrow?
Let me see here. It looks like the doctor is all booked for tomorrow. If this is just a routine visit, I can pencil you in for next Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Will that work for you?
That's fantastic. Thanks a million.
Why does the man have to reschedule his appointment with Dr. Ford? Number 9.
You were so late to pick up the kids from school today.
Look who's talking. You missed the PTA meeting last night.
That's because I was misinformed about the time it would start.
What did the woman do?
Number 10. Hi, Pete. You look so excited. Did you finally get the raise you'd been expecting?
No, better than that. Remember how I told you about an opening in that advertising company that I'd interviewed for?
Yes, and I also remember that you said it hadn't gone so well at the interview.
Yeah, I remember that too. Something about the company changing the requirements and you were no longer eligible for the position?
But they liked me and said they would recommend me for another similar position in their branch in New York. Of course, I very much doubted their intentions.
How typical of you. Well?
I just got a call from the director of the New York division. Looks like I'm going to the Big Apple.
How could the man be described?
Number 11.
When will the new office be ready?
Your guess is as good as mine.
We could always ask Jill. She's been talking to the architect.
What do we learn about the new office?
Number 12.
Why the long face? Is something wrong at work again?
They're going to let 5 people go next month. What'll happen if I find myself out of work?
Let's think big. Maybe this is your chance to start your own business.
Yeah, fat chance.
How does the man feel about the future?
Number 13.
I'd like to try this new cake recipe for dinner tonight, but I'm afraid I don't have all the ingredients.
I just came back from grocery shopping. I am not going back to the supermarket. Whatever it is you need, maybe you can replace it with something else.
It says here, 2 cups of almond milk. How should I have known? I never buy any.
Maybe you can use regular milk or make your own almond milk. Remember how you once made it?
Not possible. For almond milk, you have to soak the almonds overnight.
Why can't the woman use almond milk?
Number 14.
So, I'd like to hear your feedback on how we can improve our services. Alice, I'd like to hear what you think.
The way I see it, we need to do more market research. You know, look at the issue more from the customer's perspective.
If you ask me, it's not worth investing more time and money into the type of market research you're proposing. It's far more than what other companies are doing.
That's precisely my point. I'm sure that if we can get information that other companies don't have, we'll be one step ahead.
I tend to think that Alice has a point.
What is the man's opinion? Number 15.
Here's the bill for your five-night stay, sir.
There must be a mistake. I never ordered room service, and I didn't have any spa services either.
If you could take a seat in the lobby, I'll check whether your bill was switched with another rooms.
I have a plane to catch. Could I speak with the supervisor, please? I'd like the matter resolved quickly.
He's not on duty right now, but I'll see if I can get our general manager, Mrs. Davenport.
What is the man's problem? Number 16.
You look down in the dumps. What's the matter?
I guess I'm feeling a little homesick.
I know the adjustment was hard when you first got here, but I thought you were coping pretty well.
I was. It's just that Christmas holidays are coming up and I'm longing for things, like my mom's cooking and being around my family.
I think you must stop seeing things through rose-colored glasses. I'm sure that from this distance, all you can think of is the good stuff and none of the bad.
What is the man implying? Number 17.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Rogers. I understand you're not feeling well.
That's right, doctor. I've had a stomach ache for 3 days. The pain comes and goes, but I also feel bloated all the time, and I also have heartburn.
Do you also feel nauseous?
Only slightly.
From what it seems, it's a mild case of gastritis. I'll prescribe some antacids that will neutralize stomach acid, and you'll have to avoid spicy food.
Which symptom does the man not mention? Number 18.
Excuse me, sir. This lane is for 10 items or less. It looks like you have more than that.
No, actually I have exactly 10. And could you tell me how much these pomegranates are per pound?
I'll have to do a price check. They're $5. So please, sir, if you have a club card, swipe it through the machine. Right. Your total is $64.85. Debit or credit?
Where is the man? Number 19.
So you want to expand your living room, right?
That's the idea, but I want it done quickly. Say, within a month? Is that possible?
Yes, unless we find structural problems that will set us back.
Delays is one thing I'm afraid of, but what terrifies me is cost overruns.
You'll get a detailed breakdown of the costs of the materials and labor involved in writing at no charge and with no obligation.
What is the woman most afraid of? Number 20.
What I wouldn't give to get away for a little vacation.
It's off season in most of the popular places. I believe we can afford it.
I'll go online and try to find a package deal that includes airfare and lodgings.
With our flexible travel dates, I'm sure we can get some great bargains.
What is not true about the vacation they're thinking of? End of part 1.